This is GQDN for December the 8th, Thursday. And oh boy, do we have news brought to you by Audible, by patreon.com/thegroupquest, and by stackup.org. In today's news, we do have the best deals for PlayStation 5 now. Game Award predictions by GN. But who did they lay off? Along with some other things going on. But today, we saw this coming. I'm taking this from CNN, but you can take it from any other news website that you can get it from. The FTC has now sued Microsoft. Now, why did they do that? They're trying to block the acquisition because Microsoft would have, quote, both the means and motive to harm competition. Now, this is what Brad Smith told everybody in a statement. That's Microsoft's president on Thursday. Quote, we continue to believe that this deal will expand competition and create more opportunities for gamers and game developers. We have been committed since day one to addressing competition concerns, including by offering earlier this week proposed concessions to the FTC while we believed in giving peace a chance. We have complete confidence in our case and welcome the opportunity to present our case in court. There's a lot more to be said, but we will talk about this on the weekly show Saturday. But that's not the only lawsuit. No, Eurogamer.net did say that Activision is now suing the state of California. So here is what is effectively happening right now in the defamation lawsuit against Activision Blizzard. The Department of Fair Employment and Housing is renamed the Civil Rights Department. So the CRD, Civil Rights Department, is still going after Activision Blizzard. But Activision said, hold up, we're filing a lawsuit because you have some documents that we would like, for which you have. So what Activision Blizzard spokesman told Axios was, quote, no state agency is above the law, especially one charged with enforcing it. So we still got an eye on this, and we will keep you informed of what happens. This isn't over by a long shot. Game Informer now has our next article because Phil Spencer said on Twitter at Xbox P3 about Call of Duty, Microsoft has entered into a 10-year commitment to bring Call of Duty to Nintendo following the merger of Microsoft and Activision Blizzard King. Microsoft is committed to helping bring more games to more people, however they choose to play. I am also pleased to confirm that Microsoft is committed to continue to Call of Duty on Steam simultaneously to Xbox after we have closed the merger with Activision Blizzard King. Why do I sense that that's a big middle finger to PlayStation? I'm sorry, did I say middle finger? My apologies. That wasn't the only one, though, because Kotaku has reported that IGN is laying off some staffers right before the Game Awards. Okay, let me settle down here. See, there's at least 10 people that were let go. Three of them were from engineering. And this is a restructuring effort from the digital media company called Ziv Davis. And Ziv Davis owns IGN. So, indeed, we will see what happens with that. And I would not doubt if there are more layoffs to happen there, as restructuring is indeed restructuring, and that happens. Let's get to some good news here, shall we? So Destructoid did say that Metal Hellsinger has hit 1 million sales and has some brand new ports for PlayStation 4 and Xbox One. So that released in September, and it is a first-person shooter that has a hard rock guitar style that is playing in some of the scenes on the game, which is really good because it's kind of, well, it's more hard rock than what, say, Star Ocean is when you go to the extra dungeons. At least that's what I've heard. They did a concert a couple months back. That's how I heard it. And that's how I know. Now, could they be visiting the Game Awards? Well, the Game Awards will be on Twitch. And this is brought to us by DualShockers.com. So if you go to Twitch and you have the Game Awards on there, there will be some drops coming to you for those games. And that includes Fall Guys. You get the Mediatonic Fall Guys skin. Rogue Legacy, full game from the Epic Store. Warframe, Digital Extremes, Lucra, Sidana, and 3 Days Affinity Booster. Among Us, My Name Jeff Mask. That is good. Sifu, Deluxe Edition upgrade code for the Epic Game Store. And Cult of the Lamb, 3 emote follow forms. So, a couple of full games. Well, one full game, skins and all that good stuff. Just good stuff. But they're still giving away a Steam Deck, which is what I'm looking forward to. Now we go to another article from the aforementioned IGN, and they gave some of their predictions, and this is via algorithms of what people have been playing on Twitch, YouTube, Facebook, so on and so forth, and what they've been looking forward to. So I'm going to give some of them, not all of them. Most anticipated game, they're thinking it's The Legend of Zelda Tears of the Kingdom. Best adaptation, Sonic the Hedgehog 2. Best sports or racing game, Gran Turismo 7. Best family game, Lego Star Wars The Skywalker Saga. Best action game, God of War Ragnarok. That's the action adventure game. The action game is Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2. Well, that's what they predicted. Best indie game, Stray. And game of the year, Elden Ring. We will see what happens tonight. Oh boy, that's going to be a good show. Good show. Now, we got a little bit of League of Legends news from Eurogamer. Because League of Legends, Valorant, and more Riot games are going to launch on Xbox Game Pass. And that'll be on mobile, PC, and console from December 12th. So in about 4 days. So that's when it starts. Now, those who link their Riot accounts before January 1st will also have some bonuses. So there are some things that are going into League of Legends, which I won't get into here. Well, maybe. But in Valorant, you'll have the flags of bad behavior after each match. League of Legends, or Legends of Runeterra, and Teamfight Tactics will also be in Game Pass, with Wild Rift will also join in January. Oh, plus, there will be a 20% XP boost in League of Legends. Valorant will also have all agents and a 20% XP boost to Battle Pass. We end today with a whole bunch of games. A whole bunch of deals are going on there for PlayStation. Elden Ring's up $45. Madden 23, $30. FIFA 23, $35. Lego Star Wars, $40. We got headsets at $150. $80. We got a PlayStation refurbished, $55. And some other stuff too. The PlayStation sale is also on, so you can go check that out as well. So, get to it. Game Awards tonight. We'll be talking about that on Saturday because we're going to be doing some projects tomorrow, which you will learn about on Saturday. Twitch.tv/DawnForge. Get there. This has been a DawnForge production 2022. All rights are reserved. Oh boy, the Game Awards are tonight. So you know you want to go play some games, people.